Why was Jesus considered greater than Moses? We ought to think about this. Secondly, Israelites think that Moses was greater than all the prophets. Were there prophets before Moses?
有,
yes.
摩西时代有先知吗?
Were there prophets at Moses'
有,
time? Yes.
摩西之后有先知吗?
Were there prophets after Moses?
有,
yes.
你说摩西之前怎么有先知呢?
How can there be prophets before Moses?
有没有圣经记载摩西之前有先知的呢?
Did the Bible record any prophets before Moses?
许牧师,许唐牧师, 有没有啊? 有没有圣经记载摩西之前有先知的呢?
Did the Bible talk about 有没有啊? Prophets before Moses?
有没有? 你们想有没有啊?
Yes or no?
是谁啊?
Who is this person?
有没有啊? 罗伯斯有没有啊? 啊? 以利亚 米利安是先知 哦,他比摩西早几年对不对?
Miriam was a prophetess.
在这个时代之间还有没有先知呢?
Are there prophets before the generation?
你从耶稣的话看到完全观念改变过来
When you look at the words of Jesus, your concept was
changed. 你们常常流先知的血
You bled the blood of the prophets.
亚伯直到撒加利亚,
from Abel all the way to Zechariah.
耶稣肯定亚伯是先知,
that means Jesus affirmed that Abel was a prophet.
亚伯口里面把神的话讲出来, 所以他就是先知,
because Abel spoke the word of God.
所以基督是从功用看先知, 不是从这份看先知,
from Jesus looked at the prophets from the functionality.
今天我也是如此,
I am the same.
如果看见一个人有牧养的恩赐,
if I look at a person with pastoral gifts,
照顾许多的人,
and he's taking care of a lot of people,
有了这个功用,
after he has a function,
虽然他还有牧师的这份, 他已经是牧师,
although he doesn't have a title of a pastor, he's already a pastor.
如果牧师没有好好照顾羊群,
if a pastor doesn't take care of his sheep,
一个主日学的老师好好牧养他的学生,
but a Sunday school teacher take good care of his flock,
那么他有牧师的这份, 你有牧师的功用,
then he would have the function of a pastor.
所以耶稣基督怎么讲呢?
What did Jesus say?
从亚伯直到撒该利亚,
from Abel all the way to Zechariah,
这流的血都最归在这个时代里面,
all the blood is upon the generation.
所以这里面我们看见亚伯是最早的一个先知,
it tells us that Abel was the first prophet.
从克兰经的看法, 从这个回教的看法又不一样,
but the Muslim think differently.
回教徒说最大的先知在以前就是亚当,
and they think that Adam was the greatest prophet.
最后的大先知就是Muhammad.
And the last one was Muhammad.
因为他们相信上帝赐给人的启示一共有104部。
They think that there's 104 different portions of Revelation.
104部里面有100部已经流失没有了。
And 100 of which have been lost.
剩下的历史上只有4部。
There are only 4 portions of the scripture.
律法,
the law,
诗篇,
the psalm,
福音,
the gospel,
和克兰经,
and the Quran.
那么前面的100部在哪里呢?
Where are the previous 100?
已经没有了。
It has been lost.
是神交给谁的呢?
Who did God give it to?
有50部是交给一个人。
50 of which was given to one person.
一个人拿50部,
just one person.
就是亚当,
that was Adam.
所以回教徒认为亚当是很大的先知。
So the Muslim think that Adam was a great prophet.
我们的圣经没有讲, 所以我们就不认为他就是最大的先知。
And because this is not in the Bible, we do not think so.
因为耶稣说亚伯是先知, 我们就承认亚伯是先知。
Because Jesus said that Abel is considered a prophet, so we think so too.
为什么犹太人认为摩西大过所有的先知?
But why did the Israelites think that Moses was greater? Because all the prophets see the revelation of God within a vision. And they receive the inspiration of the Holy Spirit moving in their heart. But Moses was not like that. Why? Moses was the only person who spoke to God face to face. God treated Moses differently than he treated all the other prophets. He was able to see him face to face. And he could see God speaking to him. So Moses was greater than all the prophets. And the Jews do not consider David greater than Moses.
他们不认为以赛亚比摩西更高,
or Isaiah to be greater.
因为摩西是最早把上帝的话有系统、有章有句的把这个律法赐下来的这位先知。
Because Moses was the prophet that gave of the law line by line for at the earliest time.
所以这样在犹太人的观念中间呢，摩西比天使更大，摩西也。
In the Jewish concept, therefore, Moses was greater than the angels and also all the prophets. And the author of Hebrew wanted to change this. And he said Jesus was greater than Moses. In other words, you cannot treat Moses as if he is the greatest. Turn your eyes around towards Jesus Christ. Your faith needs to be corrected. When you worship God, you must be submissive to Christ. Because he is higher than Moses. With what was Jesus higher than Moses? And the author of Hebrew used the illustration of God's house to see what God did in the entire universe. Where was Moses faithful? He was faithful in the entire household of Israel. What about Jesus? Jesus was faithful to him who has appointed him. The house of Israel is the most important house that God has established in his view. That's not the case. They need to surpass this. There is a very important leap in the book of Hebrews. So that he can correct our misunderstanding about the status of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is in the house of God. And compared to Moses in the house of Israel, the status is completely different. Jesus was the priest. The Levites were the priests. In comparison,
and the descendants of Levi as priests.
And the function and the office is completely different. All these leaps enable us to understand truly who our God is. Who was Jesus in the house of God? Moses was a person who was completely faithful in the house of Israel. But Jesus was completely faithful in the house of God. And then the illustration came about the builder of the house. That means the house must be built by someone. But the builder of the house has greater honor than the built house itself.
The builder of the house should be honored more than the house built. 将被建筑的房子的荣耀不能在这个造房子的荣耀之上。
The glory of the house itself cannot be greater than that of the builder. This is something that people in the East ought to learn. When we build our house, our own opinion is more important than the architect. So a rich person will say to the engineer, I will build a house with so many rooms and halls. How many kitchens and toilets? How many gardens and space? And how many cars in the car park? And go and design. After the design is done, those that do not know about architectural studies often correct it. After it's built, and say it belonged to the certain person, they forget the builder of the house or the designer of the house. There is a tower in Paris. It's the Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower, 这个名字到底是出钱的人的名字，或者是设计的人的名字呢？
The name Eiffel, does it belong to the person who paid for the tower or the designer? It was a designer's name.
设计的人一块钱都没有得，还拿了薪水，还要把它放进他的名字。
The designer took money and didn't pay a single cent, and yet you have to name the tower after him.
西方文化跟东方文化就不一样了。
Western culture is different from the East.
东方文化，我出钱，我就是老板。
In the East, because I pay, so this is my building.
西方文化不是如此。
But it was not like that in the States.
你设计的。
Because you are a designer, this is your food of your thought. This is a three-dimensional thing that came off from your thoughts.
如果你没有那个idea, 根本不可能产生这个东西。
Without the idea, there is no product.
如果这个idea没有被建造起来, 你多少钱也没有办法变成一个铁塔。
And without building up the idea, no matter how much money you have, there's no tower.
伟大的设计师,
so a great designer,
得到很大的尊荣。
Have received great honor.
今天很多人不是如此。
But it's not the case today.
我们中国人所喜欢的歌歌拿来唱。 不必交版权费，就偷来印，唱了以后把作者的名字把它擦掉。
In the Chinese concept, we just take any songs we like, we don't even bother who wrote it, and we just erase it.
We never pay the copyright, and you erase the musician who composed the song, and our 唱得很好听，好像是你的。
As if it is your song.
这是我们东方人的毛病，不尊重那应当尊重的。
This is a problem for people in the East. We do not respect that which should be respected.
有一次我在一个地方讲到。
I was once preaching at a place.
那他们唱我的歌。
They were singing my song.
主席怎么讲呢？
The chairman said,
谢谢某某教会给我们可以引用他的诗歌。
I thank this certain church for the permission to use their song.
我就发脾气。
I was angry.
我上台我怎么讲呢？
I went up to the
pulpit. 这个歌不是某某教会，是我的。那个教会把我的歌拿去引，从来没有得到我的许可。
I said that this song actually was written by me. The church just stole it without asking me.
你没有谢谢我，还有谢谢他。
You did not thank me, and you thank the church.
你有没有搞错啊？
亲爱的弟兄姊妹， brothers and sisters,
这些圣经告诉我们的，
this Bible
建造房子的，
the person who builds the house
比房子更尊严，
has more honor than the house itself.
那么房子建来做什么呢？
What is the purpose of the house?
建了就有一家住在里面，
it's for people to live in.
房子跟家哪一个重要？
Which is more important, the home or the house?
哪一个重要？ 啊？ 家重要。
The home is more important.
有的人一家几个房子，
sometimes our house has many rooms.
有的人一个房子住几家，
but sometimes in one room we have several homes.
穷人几家挤在一个房子，
a poor family, several homes are in one house.
有钱人一家人可以买几座房子，
but for a rich, one home can have many houses.
房子是为家住的， 家不是为房子建立的。
The houses should be built for the home, not the home for the houses.
所以房子里面住的人是很重要的。
The people in the house is very important.
房子的本身不是太重要。
The house in itself is not important.
建造房子比房子更重要。
The builder of the house is more important than the house itself.
定律讲出来了。
When you understand this definition,
谁建造房子？
Who builds the house?
谁是宇宙的创造者？
Who is the creator of the universe?
是上帝。 借着基督造的，对不对？
It is God through Jesus Christ.
那么在这家里面，有一些的人是要做服侍，有个服侍人在全家境中，他不过是服侍的人而已。
So if there's a faithful servant within this household, this person is just a servant.
你明白了吗？
Do you understand this?
建造房子，
the person who builds the house
比房子更重要。
It's more important than the house itself.
建造房子的，
the person who builds the house
是应当得到最高的尊荣，
should receive the greatest glory.
房子里面住着一家人，
the house contains a home.
在家里面有一个仆人，
the home has a servant.
仆人在全家里面尽忠，
the servant was faithful.
因为仆人对全家尽忠， 所以我们把这个仆人放在最高的地方。
Because this servant was faithful, let's elevate him to the highest places.
而把主放在什么地方？
Where do we put our Lord?
所以希伯来书告诉我们， 建造房子的比房子配受更大的尊荣。
The Hebrews tells us the builder of a house therefore has greater honor than the house itself.
那么这个建造房子的是谁呢？
Who is the builder?
我们大家一同来看，
let us see this.
我们一同来看第三节，
Verse 3.
他比摩西是 更配多的荣耀，一同读一二三。他比摩西是更配这个荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋尊荣，因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是谁？就是上帝。建造万物的就是上帝。那么请问，摩西多伟大，是不是上帝呢？
Was Moses God?
是不是？ 不是。
No matter how great you are.
你把摩西尊荣到一个地步， 摩西不过是人。
You gave him so much glory, but he was just a human being.
摩西是被建造的。
He was built.
摩西是被造的一份子。
He was a creation.
以色列家里面全家是神所造， 摩西在全家境中， 他也是神所造。
He was faithful to the household, but he too was called.
受造的是人。
Man was created.
创造的是神。
The creator was God.
建造房屋的是上帝。
The builder was God.
而摩西不是建造这个房屋的。
Moses was not the builder.
摩西是建造了房屋之后， 在这房屋里面的家人中间，
He was just a faithful servant after the house was built. This is a great illustration. Verse 5.
一同开声来读, 摩西为仆人, 在上帝的全家, 全然尽忠, 唯有证明将来必要说的事。 什么意思呢? 摩西不但服务全家是尽忠的,
not only was he faithful as a servant,
而且他在先知的功用上说了一些将要来的事情。
In his prophetic ministry, he spoke about the future.
请问摩西有没有做先知呢?
Was Moses a prophet?
摩西有没有讲一些预言呢?
Did he prophesy?
摩西是先知。
He was a prophet.
虽然他不多讲将要来的事情,
although he did not prophesy a lot,
先知就不是单单为了讲将要来的事情才叫你先知。
But the prophet is not just a person who prophesied about the future.
我们中国人常常被先知这两个字呢弄乱了我们的思想。
The Chinese translation is often very confusing.
所以我们以为先知就预先告诉我们事我们知的叫先知。
We think that the word prophet means it's a person who tells you what will happen.
希伯来文的意思刚好不是这样。
But actually in the original Hebrew it was not
是什么意思呢?
Like that. What does it mean?
神的发言人,
it means a spokesman of God.
神的出口,
the mouthpiece of God.
代表上帝说话的那个叫做先知。
A person who represents God in speaking, that's a prophet.
从这个角度来看, 摩西有没有代表上帝说话呢?
From this angle, was Moses a person like that?
有没有? 有,
yes, he was.
摩西代表上帝说的话, 可能超过许多许多的先知。
He represented God and spoke many words.
所以圣经前面这五章是他所写的。
The first five books are
recorded. 这五本书比以赛亚、比耶利米、比但以理、比任何先知所讲过的还更多。
The first five books are written by Moses and contain words much greater than all the prophets.
这五本书的分量综合起来，比所有先知所写的所有的话还更多。
The contents of the first five books by Moses is greater than any other prophet's work.
以神亲自面对面的这个角度来看,
from the anger that he could speak to God face to face,
摩西高过所有的先知,
Moses was greater than all prophets. From the contents of his word,
摩西超过所有的先知,
Moses was greater than all the prophets.
这个我们可以接受,
we can accept that.
但是无论如何,
no matter what,
摩西代表神说话的时候,
whether when he represented God,
他还是要为耶稣基督做见证而已。
In the end, he was but a testimony for Jesus Christ. Before he died, he said a few things. He said,
上帝要从你们中间兴起一位先知像我。
God is going to raise from among you a prophet like me.
这是什么意思呢?
What did this mean?
这个表示摩西讲了律法之后，他最伟大的预言就是预言耶稣基督要来。
It means that the greatest prophecy is that Jesus will come.
所以这个就以色列传统中间的那先知。
And in the Jewish concept, it is that prophet.
那先知就是那独一叫来的真正伟大的先知。
That one great prophet that will come.
摩西自己是那一位吗?
Was Moses the person?
不是。
No, he wasn't.
摩西自己不是那一位。
He was not that prophet.
是神的灵感动他为未来的事情做见证的时候。
When the Spirit of God inspired him to testify about the future.
诉说了将来的事情。
He spoke about the future.
原来在摩西五经里面很少提到将来的事情。
In the first five books, there are little prophecies about the future.
这里提到述说将来的事情的时候,
but here the Bible says testify of
what will be. 真正重要的只有一件,
there's only one important thing.
弥赛亚要来到,
that is the Messiah will come.
上帝要在你们中间兴起一位先知像我,
and God is going to raise a person from among you like
你们都不听从他,
me.
你们就要灭亡。
If you do not listen to him, you will be destroyed.
摩西是为耶稣基督做见证。
Moses testified for Jesus Christ.
这样的摩西的预言中间最重要的论点还是基督论。
The most important point in his prophecy is still Christology.
我已经对你们说了先知最大的三种述说的话语的内容。
I have already told you that the three most important contents of a prophet.
第一，就是论到将要来的基督。
That is about the Messiah that is to come.
第二就是论到神的公义在列国中间的审判。
The second area will be the judgment among all nations.
第三层论到将要发生的一些历史事件。
And then the third area are things that are to come in history.
这三样中间最重要的预言就是将问耶稣基督再来同他过渡的事情。
The most important prophecy will be regarding Jesus Christ and his kingdom.
所以摩西无论何等伟大,
no matter how great Moses was,
他不过成为基督的预言者。 基督的见证人而已。
He was just a witness to Jesus Christ.
那么基督就比他更大。
So Jesus was greater than him.
我们感谢上帝。
We give thanks to God.
希伯来书的作者苦口婆心。
The author of Hebrew took a long time.
一步一步把人带到对基督真正的认识的里面。
Patiently bringing us to understand Jesus Christ.
他讲了这些重要的话语。
And so all these are important words.
请我们大家仔细的看下去。
We read it again.
第三节这里说的
Verse 3.
因为所房屋都必有人建造，建造万物的就是上帝。第五节一同开声来读
Verse 5.
摩西为仆人在上帝的全家中间尽忠，为要证明将来要传出的事。但基督为什么？为什么？儿子。摩西为什么？仆人。基督为什么？儿子。治理什么？上帝的家，请你注意，一个是仆人
，one is a servant，
服侍的
，serving，
一个是儿子
，the other one is a son，
治理的
，he took over，
治理的
，the person who take over，
服侍的
，compared to the servant，
是不一样的
，it's different。
当你家里有仆人的时候
，if you have a servant at home，
那么你的家里的仆人是服侍家里你的儿女们
，a servant serves your family。
但你服侍完了以后怎么办呢
？After serving，
你家里的长子就给这个仆人一些薪水
，your elder son will give some benefits。
吩咐他这个东西你做的要这样，那个我要求是这样，所以治理的权柄，连服侍者的权柄。都在治理的权柄之下。
And order the servant around and servant's authorities under the authority of the son.
所以你怎么可以把治理的放在这个服侍的仆人的下面呢？
So how can you put the son underneath the servant?
所以希伯来书的作者在这里对犹太人清楚地说道。
The author of Hebrews spoke clearly to the Hebrews.
耶稣基督是儿子。
Christ is the son.
啊，你说耶稣基督是儿子，是不是摩西所服侍的儿子呢？
Was he the son that was served by Moses?
不是的。
No.
在这里说他是治理者，不是接受父子的。
Here he says that this is the son that rules.
摩西治理以色列全家，摩西服务以色列全家。
Moses served the entire household of Israel.
那么耶稣基督呢？
What about Jesus?
耶稣治理上帝的家。
Jesus ruled over God's house.
耶稣就是教会的君王。
He is the king of the church.
我们大家说，耶稣基督是教会的君王。在我们教会里面，基督为王。
In our church, he is the king.
是他用他的主权管理我们。
By his sovereignty, he will rule us.
我们之所以能够进到上帝的家，是因为我们先承认基督为主，先承认他在我们身上有主权，我们才能进到他的家里面。
We can enter the house of God because we acknowledge his lordship over us.
所以你说主啊。
So you say, Lord,
称呼主名的人
those who call upon his name
就必得救
will be saved.
今天的许多人要耶稣做他的救主，但是不要耶稣做他的主。
Many people want Jesus as a savior, but not the Lord.
请你注意，主跟救主是不一样的。
There's a difference between Lord and the savior.
天使对这一个伯利恒城外的牧羊人说，
The angel spoke to the shepherds outside Bethlehem.
报给你们大喜的信息。
I bring you great tidings.
你们不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
今日在大卫的城里们，
Because today in the city of David,
为你们生了救主。
A savior is born for you.
就是主基督。
That is Christ the Lord.
他是救主。
He is a savior.
是拯救者。
He is the person who saves.
他是主。
But his Lord,
是治理者，
he's the ruler,
是统管者，
he's the one who rules.
有权柄运行他的自由在你身上。
He has authority to move in within you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
你现在掉在沟里面，
when you are in the trap,
你掉在河里面，
when you are in the river,
你快要死了，
when you are about to drown,
你救命啊，救命啊！
You say, save me, save me.
有人把你救起来了。
A person will save you.
你就谢谢了。
And you say thank
you. 你跑掉了。
And then you move away.
你照样去犯罪。
You will still sin.
那基督徒不是如此。
A Christian is not like that.
救起来以后呢？
After you have been saved,
你感激万分。
You are so filled with gratitude.
我竟然还有这条命。
He says, I'm still surviving.
从今天以后，
from today onwards,
我本来应该死的人，
I ought to have been dead.
所以我不死。
But now that I'm alive,
我一生一世服侍你做你的仆人。
For the rest of my life, I will serve you as your servant.
你就称他为主了。
And you call this person the Lord.
你明白了吗？
Do you understand?
救主跟主是不一样的。
The Savior is different from the Lord.
我们的肤浅的步道。
We are so shallow in our
rally. 在上面说的救主，就是快快上来得救。
We say everyone come and receive Jesus as Savior.
圣经不是这样讲。
This is not what the Bible says.
圣经说什么
？What did the Bible say?
耶稣本来是救主。
Jesus was the Savior.
但是保罗说，凡称呼主名的就必得救。
But Paul says, if you call upon the name of the Lord, you will
be saved.
Not just a Savior. After you have received him as Savior, to rule over you, with his sovereign will over you, then you are one of his household. This Lord, not only is the Lord today, but the Lord for the rest of our life, not only rule over our life now, but he will bring us into eternal glory. Not only do we call him the King, in eternity he will rule together with us. Thanks be to God. So when you call Jesus the Lord, and you say Lord, it means that the rest of your life you are walking in righteousness. You will become one in his household. He will rule over you. He will take care of you. With his power, he will lead you in a pathway of righteousness. We can summarize what we have said today. God created the entire universe. And this is the great house of God. Jesus was the one who created. He is the Lord who is the builder of all things. Colossians chapter 1 says the same thing. And in the universe that he has created, all that he has saved becomes part of his household. And that is the church. The true church. The church belongs to the people from all generations, all people, all nations. Because of faith, we become part of the household. And this church has hope. The promise that God has given to man is everlasting life. In the house of God, then, we await the greatest glory. We have such a great hope. We have a glorious hope. In the house, we have this inheritance of promise. What is Israel? In the Old Testament, it's a representation of the household of God. In the entire universe, the promise of God tells us he will have his household. He is our Father. Christ is our Lord. He rules over us. We belong to him. This true church is eternal. And it's represented in the Old Testament by Israel. Moses was a servant. He was a prophet. He was a messenger. He gave us the law. He was faithful in the house of Israel. But he was a servant. Christ was not like that. He was Lord. He is the ruler. And so the Israel is like a shadow. The projection is from the true God, the true household of God, where Jesus is the cornerstone. The author of Hebrews tells the Hebrews that their faith ought not to be stopped at Moses alone. Open your eyes. To see the Son of God who is much greater than Moses. This Christ is our true ruler, our Lord. He's not a person in the house or the house itself. He is the God who builds the house. Thanks be to God. The illustration of houses as the house of God. Or the church as a house. You can see Paul writing about it in other places. 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 2, there are all examples of
similar.
The church is built on the foundation of Jesus Christ.
先知师徒是根基,
the prophets and the apostles are the foundation. Jesus is the
cornerstone.
This is from Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20.
基督是教会的元首,
Jesus is the head of the church. He is the foundation of the church. The last comparison between Moses and Jesus. I want to illustrate this in 5 points. Moses took the law from God. And the law became the principle of rulership over Israel.
摩西从上帝那里取得了律法,
Moses took the law from God. And the law becomes a rule for the Israelites.
耶稣基督呢?
What about Jesus?
耶稣自己就是用他的道治理整个教会的这位主宰。
Jesus is the controller who by his own word rule over all of the universe.
第二样,
Secondly,
摩西是被造者,
and Moses was created, he never created anything.
耶稣基督是创造万有的,
and Jesus Christ was creator of all things and also the head of the church.
是谁建立教会呢?
Who builds the church?
谁可以建立教会呢?
Who can build the church?
耶稣说我要把我的教会建立在这个磐石上呢?
Jesus said, I will build my church upon this rock.
我要把我的教会建立在这个地上。
I will build my church upon the earth.
摩西并没有建立以色列家。
Moses did not establish the house of Israel.
摩西是以色列家中间被拣选做最全家服事尽忠的人而已。
He was a person selected from the house of Israel to serve them.
耶稣基督不是如此。
Jesus was not this.
耶稣是上帝的家的建立者。
He is the builder of the house of God.
我要把我的教会建立在这个磐石上面。
I want to build my church on this rock.
所以摩西耶稣绝对不能同日而语。
We cannot compare Moses with Jesus Christ.
第三样,
Thirdly,
摩西传的不是自己的话,
Moses did not speak of himself.
他自己没有话可以教导以色列人。
The words did not come from himself.
所以他要用律法神的话作为教导的这一个内容。
He had to use the law of God as a content of his teaching.
耶稣基督不是如此。
This was not the case of Jesus.
耶稣基督自己就是上帝的道。
Jesus himself is the word of God.
耶稣基督讲话的时候有第一人称绝对的权威。
When he speaks, he has absolute authority
for this person. 你们听见律法有话说。
When you listen to the law,
你们听见古人这样说,
you heard the people of the past.
只是我告诉你,
but Jesus said, I tell you.
所以耶稣基督和摩西不同的地方,
this is the difference between Jesus and Moses. Moses do not speak of himself. Jesus is word of God himself. As the word he speaks as the first person. John chapter 6 verse
63.
The word I speak to you is the spirit is life. Do not think that I come to judge the world. In the end days, I do not need to judge the world. But the word I speak to you now will judge you. The last few verses of Gospel, John chapter 12 says this. So Jesus was different from Moses. The Jews are so respectful of Moses. They forget that when the Messiah should come, he will surpass Moses. The fourth area.
在以色列中也为大先知要生,
Moses gave prophecy that a great prophet will come, that is Jesus Christ. And Moses prophesied about Jesus Christ coming.
耶稣基督呢?
What about Jesus?
耶稣就是那一位最大的先知,
he is the greatest of prophets coming to the world.
所以他不是这个预言者,
he is not a person who prophesied.
真正的实体。
He is the essence of all the prophecies.
所以预言真正的成全者。
The one who accomplished all the promises.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
如果耶稣没有到世界上来
，If Jesus did not come to the world，
从摩西到旧约所有的先知对他的讲论都成了空话。
All the promises and prophecies of all the prophets would have been empty.
如果耶稣基督没有自己到地上来成全那些的预言
，If Jesus did not come to fulfill all the promises，
那些的话都变成不能具体实现的空话。
All these prophecies would be empty words.
感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
神在基督里面给我们的应许。
In Jesus Christ, God gave us His promises.
都是是的。
All them are real.
神给我们一切的预言
All the prophecy that God gave Every promises
基督里都是阿们的都是是的
Will be accomplished by Jesus Christ
所以旧约是投射出来的影子
The shadow of the Old Testament
所以现在我们看见本体出现了
Is seen in the New Testament
这叫你看见影子过的时候
It's just that when you look at the shadow
大概这个是某某人来了
You probably guess that it's a certain person
影子过了以后呢
After the shadow passed
那个人真正站在你面前
The real person will be there.
旧约与新约的关系就是这样。
This is the relationship between the Old and the New Testament.
旧约是影子。
The Old Testament is a shadow.
新约是本体。
But the New Testament is
the fact. 旧约是应许。
The Old Testament is a promise.
新约是成全。
New Testament accomplishes.
旧约是预言。
OT is the prophecy.
新约是本体。
And the New Testament is the truth.
基督自己来了。
Jesus himself came.
基督比摩西更大。
So Jesus was greater than
Moses. 最后一样。
Last
area. 摩西多么伟大呀！他是一个人。
No matter how great he was a human being.
耶稣基督是神。
But Jesus was God.
他是神来到人的中间。
He is God coming among us.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以在这一段的圣经里面。
So in this Bible passage.
我们清楚看见的基督是远超过摩西的。
We can see clearly that Jesus is far greater than Moses.
第一章他远超过所有的天使。
In the first chapter, he surpasses all the angels.
他是神。
He is God.
第二章他低过天使。
In the second chapter, he's made lower than the angels.
因为他成了人。
Because he became man.
第三章他高过摩西。
In the third chapter, he's higher than Moses.
高过所有的先知。
Higher than all the prophets.
而且摩西也高过所有的先知。
Just like Moses was higher than all the prophets.
高过所有的天使。
And higher than the angels.
耶稣高过天使，高过先知，也高过摩西。
And Jesus was higher than the angels, the prophets, and Moses.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样就肯定有基督在我们心中应当有的地位。
So he affirmed the status of Jesus Christ within our hearts.
使我们对他的信仰更坚固起来。
So that our faith is strengthened in him.
我们大家一同再把第一节一直到了第五节把它念起来。
Let us read again from verse 1 to verse 6.
我们一同来读。
Let's read it together.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄们，你们当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣，他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西在上帝的全家敬忠一样，他比摩西算得更配多的荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣，因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。摩西为仆人，在上帝的全家全然敬忠，唯有证明将要来必传说的事，但基督为儿子治理上帝的家。我们若将可他的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。最后这句话我今天还不解释。
I'm not going to explain the last verse.
要我们做一个忠心的人。
For us to be faithful.
做一个有盼望的人。
A person with hope.
还做一个有胆量的人。
But we ought to also be a person with courage.
才像这一家里面的孩子。
Then we will be like the person in this household.
这一家的孩子应当是光明正大。非常有胆子的孩子的形象。
The member of this household ought to be one of courage.
所以你基督徒鬼鬼祟祟、胆小鬼，不像上帝的孩子。
If you are Christian and you're timid, you are not like the
spirit of God. 不像上帝家里的人。
Not like that in the household of God.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
给你们都像有胆子的人一样。
So that we all be courageous.
这一生我要做一个有正气、有胆量的人，做你们的榜样。
In my life, I want to be the example of courage for all of you.
因为我们是上帝家里的人。
Because we are members of the household of God.
虎父母不出犬子。
As a tiger cannot have a dog as a
child. 老虎家里面不生小狗。
In the household of a tiger, there will be no dogs.
上帝家里面的人。
We are children of God.
我们要把我们的盼望。
Our hope.
跟我们的胆量。
And our courage.
坚持到底。
And we must hold on to this.
我们就是他的家。
Then we will belong to his household.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。
Thanks be to God.
我们大家站起来感谢上帝。
Let us stand up and give
thanks to him. 每一个人开始感谢上帝。
All of us give